Good morning. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the Director of Impact Prayer Ministry, here with a Wednesday morning edition of devotion, encouragement, and prayer. As we reach this midpoint of the week, my devotion this morning was actually finishing up the Here Am I devotional book. This final topic, this final day's devotion in that book is on living the sacred calling. The entire book, the last past 31 days, has been spent looking at different ways that God has called us, expecting and desiring us to respond, "Here am I." And so today kind of wraps up all of that. And it kind of wraps around a verse where God says that whatever you do, work at it with all your might. Some translation will say with all your heart. As working for the Lord, for you know it's from Him that you receive your inheritance. And I like both of those translations. I like the idea of working with all your might, your strength, your ability, the physical attributes that you're able to put into your work. But I also like the idea of working with all your heart. In our culture, we would think of the heart as your emotions, your feelings. And as we consider the things that we're called to do, and that was kind of part of the key behind this devotional journal, is that responding well to a sacred calling from God is just as likely to be someone working in a welding shop as it is someone preaching a sermon in a church every Sunday morning. The sacredness of the calling isn't wrapped around the task that is being done. It's wrapped around who we're doing it for. And there are people in all occupations, ministry life included, who really do it for self. It really isn't living out a sacred calling in any sense of the word. But there are also those in every, or at least nearly every occupation of life, many occupations that I'm aware of, in the circle of people I know, who are living out a sacred calling in the midst of what they're doing, because they're doing it for the Lord. They're doing it for God's glory and not their own. And as I think about life, sometimes we need reminded that this is for God. Some things are easier. In my life, when I'm writing a weekly prayer guide and spending time with God, it's easy most of the time for me to recognize that as working for God, as responding to that sacred calling, as using gifts that He's put within my life. When I'm scrubbing a floor or cleaning a toilet or mowing lawn, some days it gets a little more difficult to remember that that too is a sacred calling. That I'm still using gifts and abilities that God has put in my life to bring glory to Him. You see, it's not in the task, it's in the attitude. It's in who we're doing it for. Am I doing life for me, or am I doing it for Christ? And I think in the midst of these confusing times that we live in the midst of a culture that's crying out to be heard, in the midst of fear and loneliness due to COVID-19, in the midst of injustice that needs to be made right, we need to be reminded that God has gifted us to do specific tasks that are our sacred calling, and to expect someone else's task to look just like mine is arrogant, prideful. It's sin to want to conform others into my image when God wants each of us to be conformed into His. If you're on social media much, your timelines and feeds are probably similar to mine, filled with people that, most with good intentions, I believe, want you to believe what they believe, want you to act like they act, want you to respond in the same ways that they respond. And yet, I believe that our response to anything ought to be based out of our time with God, not out of our time on Facebook, not out of our time on Twitter or Instagram or any other social media venue. My reaction, my response, my words and life ought to be being done for the Lord. And for that to happen, I need to spend more time listening to Him than I do listening to others. Oh, I still need to listen to others. God makes that clear in His Word. He tells us to be quick to listen, and slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Listening is important. But it's more important if we listen to God first. We'll get better answers. We'll get better results. And so as we live life today, and as more and more things open up from all of the COVID-19 restrictions, As we continue as individuals and as a nation to cry out for justice for all, I think of the words that I grew up repeating, quoting every day at school. That would end with that phrase, with liberty and justice for all. And as a child, they were words. Good words, but just words. In the small community I lived in, it felt like that was reality. But to grow and mature and to realize many places, and particularly many cities, liberty and justice for all is, well, wishful thinking at best. But as we consider how living a sacred calling wraps into our day and our need to speak up for the voiceless, to be the fathers to the fatherless, to cry out for the innocent, for the suffering, for the oppressed. My way of doing that is probably not going to be the same as yours. Not exactly. There may be similarities, but we're different people. We're gifted differently. We have different spheres of influence. But if we're listening to the same voice, the same person, the same God, our message ought to be similar. Of love and hope and mercy and justice, compassion, forgiveness. As I've said throughout these devotions, of the fruit of the Spirit, of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. All of it, not just picking out what seems good at the moment. And today, as we pray, I would encourage you, just as I encourage myself daily, to listen to God, to ask, what does my sacred calling, the living out of my sacred calling, look like today? What would happen if every task in front of me today I considered to be working for God? Would my task be done differently? Would I be more diligent in doing them well? Would I be more guarded in my reactions and responses to others? Would I be more understanding, more patient? You see, as we live in these confusing times, one thing I know, God is not surprised. God is not caught off guard. God is not wondering what ought to be done next. He's still God. And He's still calling you, and He's still calling me. To whatever I do, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, with all your might, as working for the Lord. Let's spend some time praying. Father, thank You that You are a God that has called us to Yourself, to a sacred calling in the midst of everyday life. That whatever we do, first that it would be refined according to Your will and Your good and perfect will. That it would be pleasing to You, that it would be things that are being done that are right and just. And Father, as we do that, that we would do it with all of our might, with all of our heart, knowing we're working for You. Oh, we may have other bosses and employers and clients and those who probably believe we're working for them. Father, as we work for You, may we be good workers for whoever we're responsible to in those intermediate levels, knowing that You're over all of it. Father, today I pray continually that You would watch over the children. Father, that You would provide protection. Father, for those who are oppressed, for those who are treated differently and looked upon differently because of the color of their skin, because of the lack of a home or an address, because of mental illnesses, because of a lack of finances. Father, for those who are oppressed in our nation, in our cities, in our communities, may we notice and be the instruments of peace and reconciliation and justice, real justice, of making things right. And Father, we know there are many situations that only you can make right. But even as you make them right, it requires us to not mess them up again. It requires us to continue to treat people with mercy and justice and compassion, regardless of who they are. Oh, Father, give us ears to listen. And may we start by listening to you. But may our time with you compel us to listen to our brothers and sisters, especially those who are different than us. And some look and act differently, and some just think differently. But Father, as we listen, may we hear, may we understand, may we recognize the hurt, the pain, the anguish. And Father, as we hear the cries of others, may we come before you together, crying out for your mercy, for your hand of true justice. Father, I pray today also that this virus would be gone from the face of the earth. Father, with the protesting and rioting and looting, capturing the headlines, it seems that we hear less about COVID-19, and yet it still exists. It still is making people sick and killing people. So, Father, give continued wisdom to those who are caring for the sick, for those who are researching ways to improve life, to overcome the virus. May they find wisdom that can only come from you. Father, today as we go through the tasks that are before us, remind us of what it looks like to do those tasks for you. Father, if we need a change of attitude, a change of heart, a change of mind, then transform us as you've been doing. Continue to mold us into the image of Christ. Father, in our relationships with others, may our life, our words, our actions, our love represent Jesus well. Father, when necessary, put a muzzle on our mouth, a restraint on our fingers and keyboards. When our spirit is prompted or tempted or encouraged to lash out and respond to something we disagree with, may we listen to your spirit instead of our own. That we would be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Father, as we consider the occupations of others, May we realize the great value in the diversity of abilities and tasks and talents. And may every person know how to use those tasks and talents and abilities for your glory. Father, today I pray that each one of us would honor Jesus, that we would lift Him up in the midst of our everyday life, and that we would do that today and tomorrow and each day that we live on this earth. As we look forward, as we long for, as we prepare for the day, the eternity we'll spend lifting up and honoring the name of Jesus in His presence. Father, may we lift Him up today that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do pray that you would spend time listening to God and listening to others, and that your response to whatever you face today would be one that honors God, one that's based on your time with Him, and that God would really move in a mighty way as we come together and proclaim Him as the solution. May you be richly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.